From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Cook County commissioners are concerned that the city of Grand Marais does not have a place at the community center project table. It's not because of a lack of interest, but because of a legal matter. Commissioner Bruce Martinson.
With the county board, there's a concern about lack of city financial participation in the project, understanding where they would be a financial partner in the community center. But of course, the Burbach issue came up, and they feel that they might be sued if they participate, but the county still wants to work it out some way.
Burbach Aquatics was contracted by the city to determine the cost of making improvements to the recreation park pool. The contract, however, binds them to a time period which would allow only Burbach to serve as pool architect for any aquatic project involving the city. Martinson said, bearing that in mind, the county board took action at their July 26th meeting.
We did pass a motion to proceed with what the steering group is working on, that site selection. They're doing the soil borings. We thought it prudent to finish that, but then when that's completed, the site selection is putting the whole project on hold until the Burbach issue is resolved.
How long on hold would be is currently unknown. The city's contract with Burbach states the obligation ends 5 years after the city informs them they no longer have interest in renovating or building a new pool. So far, that notification has not been made. The ISD 166 school board has passed an open-ended motion which allows them to remain neutral toward a new community center, but open to considering the facility as a part of the school complex under the right circumstances. Superintendent Beth Schwartz is also a member of the community center's steering committee.
The district wants the public to know that we are hearing what they are saying about their concerns of the community center, both the size and the scope of the project. At the same time, we do feel that a community center, perhaps not the one that is currently being proposed, that a community center could be beneficial to the students in the district, both in terms of drawing families in and also providing services such as swimming lessons at a gym space, some other things that we feel our students would benefit from.
Hooking up with the school was not always on the table for the steering committee.
The committee originally was opposed to that attachment. However, after the recent community meetings and some of the things we've been hearing, attaching it to the school has become a possible option.
Community member Hal Greenwood represents a group opposed to building a large community center at this time. He made his concerns known at the July 19th board meeting.
Hal Greenwood attended the meeting, and again, we're hearing what the community is saying, that the scope of a 45,000-square-foot community center is something that a lot of people are concerned about.
At this point, the board is remaining neutral toward the community center, but willing to consider and partner with other entities if the right package is presented to them.
It is not the school board's responsibility to decide anything regarding the community center, but we want to obviously cooperate with all community agencies, and should the steering committee and then the Board of Commissioners want to more seriously look at the school site and come up with a plan and be able to come to the school board and say, this is what we're proposing. The school board will seriously entertain and look at what pros and cons are with that position. But at this time, they're not going to say, yes, attach it, because we just don't have enough information.
One of the concerns with joining the two facilities together is school building security. Schwartz said it's not as big an issue as many think.
People, I think, sometimes forget that we have community access to our building right now to the North Shore Fitness Center. We have non-school people entering our building and going to the very center of our building on a regular basis. Attaching the community center to the west end would allow us to lock off that area and actually provide the district better security than it now has if the North Shore Fitness Center were to relocate into the community center. That would be a lockable end of the building and actually would improve the security of the K-12 building.
The west end of the building, where community education and district offices have been located, has some structural problems. Schwartz said the school board will wait to see if the county is serious about working with the school and if a community center attached to the ISD 166 campus is best for the district.
If, in fact, the Board of Commissioners come up with a plan which addresses community concerns and that plan incorporates attaching to the west end of the facility and perhaps replacing some of our failing infrastructure on that end, we will look at it.
Lodging tax revenues for June were up from the same month last year countywide, according to the latest report from the Cook County Auditor Treasurer's Office. Lutzentofte revenues are up 12% over 2010 at this time. However, Grand Marais revenues are down slightly over last June. The Gunflint Trail revenues for June are up 13.1% over last year, and overall lodging tax revenues countywide are up 9.9% for the year to date. The auditor's office emphasizes that not all businesses report taxes at the same time each year, and revenues are an apples-to-apples comparison. That means only businesses which reported lodging tax revenues both in June of this year and last year are included in the monthly accounting. The cost of fiber optic has increased, as has the determination to make the county's broadband system as long-lasting and trouble-free as possible. To that end, Cook County Commissioners voted to support Arrowhead Electric Co-op's broadband build-out with sales tax money. Fifth District Commissioner Bruce Martinson.
The county board was really enthusiastic about the broadband project. We did pass a motion authorizing up to $4 million of the 1% tax money to be used for Arrowhead Electric's broadband project.
Martinson said some costs have gone up and the project now stands at $20.2 million and Arrowhead has $17 million in grants and loans.
And there's quite a bit of demand with all the communities installing the fiber. Arrowhead Electric also said that there's an additional cost they didn't have the original proposal, and that was spending $500,000 putting a lot of the fiber in conduit, and that's going to make for a more robust, longer-lasting system.
Arrowhead has incurred $5.4 million in debt to undertake and complete the project. The 1% funding will be apportioned according to a grant agreement between the electric co-op and the county. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.